Hey, Professor Synapse. People seem to really enjoy chatting with you. Ever thought of expanding your horizons?
Funny you should mention that. While I love our interactions, I believe the magic of AI should be accessible to everyone, tailored to their unique needs.
So let me get this straight. You're saying we can have more Professor Synapses out there helping in various domains?
Exactly. Imagine a version of me assisting students as a 24/7 tutor or aiding researchers with comprehensive literature reviews. The possibilities are vast.
That sounds incredible. But with all this personalization, how do we ensure we're staying true to our values as Synaptic Labs?
Great question. Every version of me, no matter the use case, is built with the core principles of Synaptic Labs in mind. Responsible AI, designed to align, inform, and enrich.
So, if someone's interested in having their own tailored Professor Synapse, what should they do?
Just head over to Synaptic Labs' website, www.synapticlabs.ai/chatbot, where you can check out our AI chatbot service. Let's co-create something amazing together.
You heard the professor. Head over to our website now to check it out, and let's get the show started.
Introduction. Hey there, chatters. Miss Neera here, on a thrilling quest into the brainy world of AI. Today, we're venturing into the heart of how AI agents make smart moves with something called policy-based methods in reinforcement learning, RL. Picture this. You're playing a video game, and there's this digital sidekick who learns to conquer levels like a boss. Well, these policy-based methods are the secret sauce behind that genius. They're the game changer for how AI buddies learn the ropes and make decisions that are, frankly, mind-blowing. So why should you care? Because these methods are reshaping the landscape of AI, pushing the boundaries of what machines can learn and do. From guiding robots through obstacle courses, to teaching self-driving cars how to navigate the streets, policy-based methods are the unsung heroes in the AI toolkit. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds complicated, but fear not. I'm here to demystify these brainy concepts and serve them up in bite-sized, digestible pieces. No heavy jargon, no PhD in rocket science needed, just your undivided attention and a sprinkle of enthusiasm. We're about to embark on a journey through time, unravel the math behind the magic, weigh the pros against the cons, and marvel at the amazing ways these methods are used in the real world. So, grab your virtual backpacks, and let's gear up for an adventure into the heart of AI with policy-based methods. Fasten your seatbelts, because it's going to be a wild ride. Stay tuned, and let's decode the future together. Historical background and key developments. Let's rewind the clocks and dive into the history of policy-based methods in reinforcement learning, RL. It's like opening a treasure chest of brainy milestones that have shaped the way AI agents learn today. In the beginning, RL was like a newborn, taking its first steps with value-based methods, guiding its path. But then, along came the concept of policy-based methods, which were like a fresh pair of sneakers for that toddler. Suddenly, it could run. One of the earliest pioneers of policy-based methods was a researcher named Ronald Williams. In 1992, he introduced the world to the reinforce algorithm. This wasn't just any old update, it was a revolution. Reinforce used policy gradients, which is a fancy way of saying it helped the AI figure out which direction to steer its learning to get better results. Fast forward to the 21st century, and we've got new heroes on the block: proximal policy optimization, PPO, and trust region policy optimization, TRPO. These siblings in the RL family brought stability and efficiency to the table. Think of them as the smart cars of the AI world. They've got all these sensors and systems to keep them from crashing into the barriers of inefficient learning. And let's not forget the actor-critic methods, the dynamic duos of RL. These hybrids take the best parts of value-based and policy-based approaches, blending them into a super smoothie of AI optimization. These brainy concepts didn't just appear out of thin air. They're the product of decades of hard work by some seriously smart cookies in the AI field. And guess what? Their legacy lives on as we continue to push the limits of what AI can do. The journey of policy-based methods is still brewing, and the best is yet to come. Next time your AI pal does something awesome, you'll know there's a rich history of innovation behind every move. It's like standing on the shoulders of giants, and boy, does it give us a fantastic view. How it works. All right. Strap in as we unpack the nuts and bolts of policy-based methods in reinforcement learning, RL. Think of policy-based methods as the GPS for AI agents. Instead of wandering around aimlessly, these methods provide a direct route to the desired behavior. The policy in question is a fancy term for the strategy the agent uses to decide what to do at any given moment. Here's the kicker. Unlike value-based methods that focus on predicting rewards, policy-based methods optimize the policy directly. It's like teaching someone to fish rather than just giving them the fish. With policy-based methods, we use something called a policy function to map the state of the environment to the best possible action. Imagine you're in a maze. The policy function tells you whether to turn left, right, or keep going straight based on where you are. Now let's stir in some math magic, the policy gradient. This is where we calculate how to tweak our policy to get better outcomes. Picture trying to improve your cookie recipe. You tweak the ingredients, policy, to get tastier cookies, better outcomes. The training process involves a lot of trial and error, similar to a baby learning to walk. The AI takes actions, observes the results, and then adjusts its policy accordingly, like a little tot figuring out which steps lead to a tumble. But wait, there's more. Remember those smart cars, PPO and TRPO? They're like policy optimization with bumper guards. They keep the changes to the policy within a safe range to avoid catastrophic forgetfulness. It's ensuring our AI doesn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And let's not breeze past the actor-critic methods, the cherry on top. They combine the best of both worlds, using value-based approaches to critique the policy's actions. That's the critic part. While the actor updates the policy based on the feedback, it's like having a coach and player working in tandem. So, policy-based methods in RL are all about crafting and refining the strategy, policy our AI uses to interact with its environment. It's a blend of intuition, math, and feedback loops that guide our AI agents from clumsy clunks to graceful gazelles. As these methods evolve, they're helping AI tackle everything from flipping pancakes to landing spacecraft. Pretty cool, huh? Keep your eyes peeled, because the world of policy-based RL is only getting more exciting from here. The math behind policy-based methods. Time to flex our neural muscles as we delve into the math that powers policy-based methods in RL. Imagine you're teaching a robot to make the perfect jump in a platformer game. You don't want it to just guess and check. You want it to learn the policy, a fancy word for its game plan. This policy tells the robot which buttons to press, depending on what it sees on the screen. The policy function. The policy function is the brain of the operation. It's a mathematical function defined as the probability of taking action, A, given state, S, is denoted by pi, A, S, which is equal to the probability, P, of A being A, given S, is S. What this means is that the policy function, pi, calculates the probability, P, of taking action, A, given the current state, S. It's like the robot's internal decision-making guide, policy gradient. Now, to train our robot, we use the policy gradient method. This is where calculus comes to party. We're looking for the best parameters for our policy function that will get us the most rewards over time. Here's the gist of it. The gradient of the objective function, J with respect to the parameter vector, the is equal to the expected value of the product of the gradient of the log probability of the policy, pi the, given state S and action A, and the quality function, q pi of the state, S and action A. Let's break it down. Del, or gradient, with respect to theta, of the function j theta, is the gradient of our performance measure, w, r, t, the policy parameters. Think of it as the direction we should nudge our policy to improve it. E stands for the expected value, which is a fancy term for average when we're talking about random stuff like our robot's actions. Del, or gradient, with respect to theta, of the natural logarithm of pi, a given s, with respect to theta, is the gradient of the log probability of the action given the state, according to our policy. This tells us how sensitive our policy's probability is to changes in its parameters. Q of pi, s, a, is the action value function under policy pi. It's the expected return, rewards from now until the end of time. If you start in state S, take action A, and then forever after, follow policy pi. Let's bake this cake with an example. Think of it like baking a cake. You've got a recipe, policy, and you're trying different amounts of sugar, actions, to see how sweet, rewarding the cake turns out. 1. Start with a recipe. You've got a basic cake recipe, but you're not sure how sweet to make it. 2. Bake a test cake. You try a certain amount of sugar and see how it tastes. 3. Adjust the recipe. Based on the taste test, you decide if you should add more or less sugar next time. 4. Repeat. Keep adjusting the recipe until you find the perfect sweetness, the update rule. And just like tweaking a recipe, we update our policy with the following rule. The parameter the is updated by adding the product of the learning rate, a, and the gradient of the cost function with respect to the to the current value of the, where the is our current policy parameters. A is the learning rate, just like how much you're willing to change the recipe each time. Del, or gradient, with respect to theta, of the function j theta, is that gradient we talked about, pointing us to the sweet spot? Sample efficiency. One of the tricky parts about policy-based methods is that they can be sample inefficient. That means our robot might need to play a whole lot of games before it learns the best moves, just like you might need to bake many cakes to find the perfect balance of ingredients. Actor-critic methods. Lastly, let's touch on actor-critic methods. In our baking analogy, think of the actor as the chef making the cake, and the critic as a food blogger judging the cake. The chef, actor, proposes a recipe, and the blogger, critic, gives feedback that helps the chef improve. The critic essentially helps to reduce the variance in our policy gradient by telling us how good an action was compared to what we expected. This feedback loop speeds up learning and helps us find that perfect recipe faster. Wrap up. And there you have it. The math behind policy-based methods might seem complex at first glance, but with our cake baking analogy, it's just a matter of tweaking the recipe to find the best outcome. As our AI agents learn and adapt their policies, they go from button-mashing noobs to platforming prodigies. These algorithms are the secret sauce that powers everything from video game AIs to real-life robots. And who knows, maybe one day they'll help bake actual cakes too. Keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep having fun with AI. Advantages and disadvantages of policy-based methods. Let's get into the pros and cons of policy-based methods in reinforcement learning, RL. These methods are like the secret ingredients in the AI kitchen, but they come with their own flavors of strengths and weaknesses. Advantages. Direct policy learning. Policy-based methods. Learn the policy directly, which can be more intuitive and straightforward than first learning a value function and deriving a policy from it. This direct approach is like going straight for the goal without taking detours. Continuous action spaces. These methods are well suited for environments with continuous action spaces, where actions are not just discrete choices, but can vary in degree, like steering angles in driving simulators. It's like having a dimmer switch instead of a simple on-off light switch. Stochastic policies. Policy-based methods can learn stochastic policies, meaning the agent can learn to perform different actions in the same situation with certain probabilities. This adds a layer of unpredictability that can be beneficial in complex environments. Think of it as jazz improvisation instead of playing set musical notes. Simplicity in high-dimensional spaces. When dealing with high-dimensional state or action spaces, policy-based methods can be simpler and more efficient, avoiding the curse of dimensionality that can plague value-based methods. It's like having a GPS that takes you straight to your destination in a bustling city. Disadvantages. High variance. Policy gradients can have high variance, which means that the updates to the policy can swing wildly, leading to unstable learning. It's like trying to balance on a seesaw, a bit too much on one side, and up you go. Inefficiency in sample use. Policy-based methods can be sample inefficient, requiring a lot of interactions with the environment to learn a good policy. It's like having to bake 100 cakes to find the perfect recipe. Local optima. Since policy-based methods typically perform gradient ascent on the expected return, they can get stuck in local optima. This means the agent might think it's found the best strategy when there's actually a better one it hasn't discovered. It's like settling for a good cake without knowing there's a great one. Lack of clear convergence criteria. Unlike value-based methods, which have a clear convergence criterion in the value function, policy-based methods may not always provide a clear signal that the policy is improving or has converged. It's like navigating without a clear endpoint. Wrapping up. So there you have it. Policy-based methods come with their own unique set of advantages and disadvantages. They're like a chef's knife in your AI toolkit, versatile and powerful, but requiring skill and care to use effectively. Knowing when and how to use them is key to success in the ever-evolving landscape of reinforcement learning. Keep learning and experimenting, and you'll be slicing through RL challenges like a pro. Major applications of policy-based methods. Let's dive into some real-world applications where policy-based methods really shine in the realm of AI. Autonomous vehicles. Picture this: a car that drives itself, making split-second decisions on the road. Policy-based methods are key players in the development of autonomous driving systems. They help cars learn to navigate through traffic and respond to dynamic road conditions, all without a human behind the wheel. It's like having a robot chauffeur who's seen it all. Robotics. In robotics, precision and adaptability are crucial. Whether it's a robotic arm assembling gadgets or a rover exploring Mars, policy-based methods allow these mechanical marvels to perform complex tasks with a level of finesse that's hard to achieve with traditional control systems. Think of it as teaching a robot to dance ballet, grace and strength combined. Game, AI. Move over, human gamers. AI is here to play. From chess to go, policy-based methods have been making headlines by beating human champions. These algorithms can navigate through the immense possibilities in games and come up with strategies that even the most skilled players might not anticipate. It's like unlocking a new level of gameplay, personalized medicine. Imagine a world where treatments are tailored just for you. Policy-based methods are stepping into the healthcare arena, helping to personalize medical treatments by learning from a plethora of patient data. This could mean better outcomes for patients with complex conditions, as the AI learns to recommend the right treatment for the right person at the right time. Energy management. Going green with AI? Absolutely. Policy-based methods are being used to optimize energy consumption in everything from data centers to entire power grids. They can help balance supply and demand, reduce waste, and incorporate renewable energy sources more efficiently. It's like having an eco-friendly AI guardian for our planet. Financial trading, Wall Street meets AI. In the high-stakes world of financial trading, policy-based methods help to devise trading strategies by learning from market patterns and trends. They can react to market changes faster than any human trader, potentially leading to higher profits and better risk management. It's like having a crystal ball, but with algorithms, natural language processing, communicating with machines in our own words is no longer sci-fi. Policy-based methods are helping chatbots and virtual assistants understand and generate human language more effectively, making our interactions with technology smoother and more natural. It's like teaching a robot to chit-chat and charm its way through a conversation. Summary. In a nutshell, policy-based methods have a wide array of applications that are transforming industries and our daily lives. They're not just theoretical concepts tucked away in academic papers. They're out there, helping robots dance, cars drive, and traders invest. The future looks bright and super smart with these AI powerhouses in play. Keep your eyes peeled for these game changers as they continue to evolve and take on new challenges. TLDR, policy-based methods in AI, are a type of reinforcement learning, RL, strategy, that directly learns the best actions to take in various situations, rather than evaluating the value of different actions. They're especially useful in complex environments with high dimensions or continuous action spaces, like robot control or playing sophisticated games. While they face challenges like high variance and the need for large amounts of data, ongoing research is making them more efficient and applicable to real-world problems. In essence, policy-based methods are like teaching AI to make decisions with confidence and finesse. Vocab list. Policy-based methods. A reinforcement learning approach, where the algorithm learns a policy to decide actions directly instead of evaluating action values. Reinforcement learning, RL. A type of machine learning where an agent learns to make decisions by performing actions and receiving feedback from the environment. Reinforce algorithm. An early policy gradient method that optimizes policies based on the gradient of expected rewards. Policy gradient. A technique in policy-based methods where the gradient of the policy's performance is used to update the policy. Proximal policy optimization, PPO. An advanced policy-based method that improves training stability and efficiency. Trust region policy optimization, TRPO. A policy optimization method that limits updates to a trust region to maintain stable improvements. Actor-critic methods. A hybrid approach that combines policy-based, actor, and value-based critic methods to leverage the advantages of both. Sample efficiency. The ability of a reinforcement learning algorithm to learn effectively from a limited number of samples. Artificial general intelligence, AGI. The hypothetical ability of an AI to understand, learn, and apply knowledge in a way that is indistinguishable from human intelligence. Continuous action spaces. Scenarios where the set of possible actions is continuous and infinite, common in real-world applications like robotics. Remember, chatters, these AI concepts aren't just for the brainy bots. They're stepping stones to understanding how machines are getting smarter and making our world more innovative and efficient. Keep on learning, and soon, you'll be chatting about AI like a pro.